You look great. You
Thank
look
you.
Like a million bucks. You don't look tired, and I would have thought you did because you went on a vacation with your family.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And you have a couple of older kids. You got a 10-month-old.
I do. Yes.
And you took your 10-month-old to the Bahamas. How was your first trip with the 10-month-old?
You know what? It was great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is. Voila.
How does it look?
There it is. Now you look like a million bucks.
I'm probably worth a million bucks right about now. This is amazing.
You ever hear someone say you look like a million bucks? Well, you do. But you also look like a million particles. Let me explain. You and I are both made of matter.
G'day, guys, and welcome to Aussie English. My objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to speak like a fair dinkum Aussie, or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy Aussie English. G'day guys, how's it going? Welcome to this episode of Aussie English. I am a little out of breath. I've been running around with Noah all morning, chasing after him, picking up after him, cleaning up after him. But yeah, far out. He is a handful. He is a little handful. A lot of work. I'm sure you guys with children know how it is. Anyway, so it's been an interesting morning. I've sort of chilled out, taken it easy. Recently, I've been going for sort of my little morning drives. So I've gotten into this habit, right? Because we went through a little leap phase with Noah where his sleep was, how should I put it, screwed up. So he was refusing to sleep during the day. He would, you know, we'd put him to sleep even though he was tired. He wouldn't go to bed. He wouldn't go to sleep. He would get really riled up, get annoyed, get angry. So I'd have to get in the car. And as soon as I, you know, go for a drive for, say, an hour and a half, within 5 minutes of driving, he would have his eyes closed and be sleeping. So go figure, right? I don't know why that works. Anyway, as a result of that, I kind of looked forward to going for drives every single day and listening to podcasts. So, you know, listening to things like Joe Rogan. There's a really good podcast by Brett Weinstein that's sort of covering the culture wars that's sort of erupting and going on in the US at the moment. And he and his wife on this podcast are really cool because they're biologists. So, they quite often talk about biology, which is my background. So, yeah, anyway, I look forward to this every day and now I'm still sort of trying to find an excuse to go for a drive, even though Noah's sleep patterns are back to normal. So, I have just gotten back from my morning drive, which has been good, just around the Bellarine Peninsula, although it's a bit of a rainy day. Anyway, that's what I've been up to this morning. So, yeah, anyway, welcome to this episode, guys. If it is your first time, thank you so much for joining me. It's great to have you here. And if you are a long-time listener, welcome back. You know, it's good to see you here. Or hear you here, or speak to you here again. My name is Pete, I'm your host, and this is the number one podcast for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English. This is the Aussie English Podcast. Before we get into it, guys, if you want the transcripts and the downloads, don't forget to sign up for the Premium Podcast membership. You can get that at www.aussieenglish.com.au/podcast. And if you would like the Academy, where you'll get access to 100 or more different courses, mini courses that you can complete related to the expression episodes, Aussie fact episodes, there are video lessons in there about common usage of English, you know, natural conversations, all that jazz, as well as weekly classes, go to www.aussieenglish.com.au/academy. And also go check out my courses. If you are interested in things like phrasal verbs, spoken English, improving your listening comprehension, and also the pronunciation course, which will be out soon. I'm still working on that like a madman. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So, the expression today is to look like a million bucks, right? To look like a million bucks. But it can also be to look like $1 million. But bucks is a good slang term for dollars. So, you can use that in Australia and I believe America. In fact, we may have stolen that from the US, but it's common here anyway. Before we get into the expression, what it means, you know, the different words, everything like that, let's go through a little Aussie joke. All right. So I've got a little joke here for you related to money. Related to money and to bread. Okay. So here's the joke. Why is money called dough? Why is money called dough? Right? Dough is a slang term that you can use for money. You got any dough? You got any dough on you? Oh, I don't have much dough. Why is money called dough? Because you all need it. Because you all need it. Get it? So the joke here is on the word need, you know, tied in with the word dough. Need is the same pronunciation as to need something, to require something, to have something. So that's spelt normally N-E-E-D, but in this case, need is spelt K-N-E-A-D, which is what you do to dough in order to make bread, right? To knead the dough is to kind of put pressure on the dough, wrap it around itself, you know, roll the dough with your hands. That's to knead the dough. And dough is what you create before making bread, right? So you add, you know, your flour, your yeast, water, eggs, whatever it is, into your dough, the soft, sticky, dough that you put together before making bread. And then you put it into the oven and you make bread. So you have to knead the dough. And if we're talking about dough that's money, all of us, including you guys, need dough. So there's the joke. All right, so today's expression, to look like a million bucks or dollars, right? To look like a million bucks, to look like a million dollars. Now, this can also be to feel like a million bucks or to feel like a million dollars. But before we get into what it means exactly, let's break down the different words in the expression, to look like a million bucks. So, if you look like something, you appear like something, right? You appear similar to something. You resemble something. A million. A million of something is just 1,000 times 1,000, right? So 1,000,000. That is a million. 1,000,000. And a buck is a dollar. A buck, a dollar. Although I'm not sure why we call it a buck. The word buck can also be used to refer to a male deer, right? Especially, I think, an adult male deer that's probably, you know, in breeding condition with antlers, that is a buck. You know, lots of people, especially in America, will go hunting for bucks. But yeah, here it's a slang term for a dollar, a buck. So let's define the expression. If you look like a million bucks or you feel like a million bucks, you look extremely good, often because you're wearing something that is very extravagant. It makes you look really good. You look like a million bucks. You look amazing. You look attractive. You look extremely good. If you feel like a million bucks, you feel extremely good. You feel extremely attractive. Again, because you're probably wearing something that makes you feel that way. So, you can look like a million bucks or you can feel like a million bucks. So, I looked into the origin of this expression, and the earliest instance that I could find of it being used was it was being used related to a baseball game. So, it was a baseball game between the teams Buffalo and Newark, obviously in the United States, and it was published in the Buffalo Evening News, Buffalo, New York, on Thursday the 18th of September 1902. And here is the little snippet that they read, and it's full of expressions which I'm going to break down after this, okay? So, I'll read it for you, and then I'm going to break down some of these cool little expressions that were being used here, and they're being used over 100 years ago, so that's pretty cool. Here we go. Two fierce batting rallies won two games for the Bisons at Olympic Park yesterday. Besides that, both McGee and Amol outclassed their opposite twirlers. McGee was quick as lightning, and Amol served up a line of Southpaw dope that the Skeeters flew away from as if it were Penny Royal. At that, the Burnhamites looked like $1,000,000 for the first six innings of the first game. Then the Bisons shaved off a whole lot of hits from Mr. Moriarty's delivery and scored four, whereupon the Skeeters retired to the swamp. They got in the first bite at that in the first inning, but after that, the game was a blank to them. All right, so there's a few things going on there, a few interesting, little expressions and some references to, say, mosquitoes. Okay, so quick as lightning If you're quick as lightning, you're really fast. You're very fast, right? So a peregrine falcon flies as quick as lightning. To serve something up, literally this can be to put food onto a plate and give it to someone to eat, right? Sort of similar to dish something out, serve something up. But figuratively, it's to make something available to people, to provide them with something, to give them something, to serve something up to them. Pennyroyal. Pennyroyal is a plant that is used as a mosquito repellent. So you're going to see throughout this little sort of snippet from this article, they're talking about skeeters. And skeeters, I believe, is a baseball team here. And it is a slang term for mosquitoes, right? The annoying insect that sucks blood. So there's a lot of references to mosquitoes retiring to the swamp, first bite, that sort of thing. Shave off something. That is to remove something, right? If you shave off a whole lot of hits, you have successfully struck a bunch of pitches, causing the opposition to not have as many pitches left, right? You've shaved them off. You've reduced the number that they had. He talks about skeeters returning or retiring to the swamp, and that is the Jersey City Skeeters, the baseball team. Remember, skeeters, short for mosquitoes. Where do mosquitoes live? In swamps. So, they've been beaten and they've gone home, maybe with their tail between their legs. Sort of mixed metaphors. That's a sort of dog metaphor. But they've retired to the swamp. They've gone home. First bite. This is the initial advantage or success, right? To get first bite of something. And then to be a blank to someone, this is something you couldn't follow up or keep up with, right? It rushed by. It was just a blank to you. So, hopefully you enjoyed that little snippet there, guys. Anyway, let's get into examples of how to use to feel like a million bucks or to look like a million bucks. All right, example number one. So, you're going to a wedding with some friends and you want to suit up, right? You want to look as good as possible. So, you go to your local tailor, you lash out a few grand, right? A few $1,000s on a new suit, maybe a tuxedo, and he measures you up. You pick out your color, you know, the style, the material that you want to use, and a week later, hey presto, your suit is all ready to go. So you head in, you go to the tailor's shop, you pick it up, you chuck it on, and then you head to the wedding. And when you get there, you look so good, even the bride and groom comment on the fact that you look like a million bucks. And if you feel amazing, as well as looking amazing, you might say, well, I feel like a million bucks. Number two, at the moment, I'm trying to lose a bunch of weight, right? So, I probably told you guys that I'm on the keto diet at the moment, which is low carb, high fat, and sort of medium protein diet. I gained about 10 kilos after Noah was born, to be honest, you know, obviously getting that dad bod, that dad body ready from lack of exercise and just eating the wrong things, right? So, over the last month or so, I've been trying to lose a bit of weight. Because I want to get rid of it and I'm feeling great, right? So, I've been feeling lighter. I've lost about 6 kilos now. My clothes feel better. I've, lost 6 kilos, feeling great. So, I'm feeling like a million bucks. And hopefully soon, if I lose maybe another 6 kilos, I'll look like a million bucks. You know, who knows? Fingers crossed. Example number three. Imagine you're a young girl who's going to your high school formal. So, this is the sort of last part of the final year of high school where you get to go to a sort of ball or a disco kind of event where you might have a date with you, you dress up and you get to dance and listen to music and eat food and drink, right? So, before this, you've never really worn, you know, much makeup. You've never really lashed out much money on haircuts or even dresses. But for the formal, you and your parents finally sort of cave in, they give you some money and you splurge out on everything that you're going to need. The works, right? The whole shebang. You get lippy, right? Lipstick, mascara, foundation. You pay for your hair to be done. You get it cut. You get it dyed at the hairdressers. You get all dolled up with a new dress as well. So, when you frock up, when you put your frock on, your dress, and you head to the formal, your folks finally lay eyes on you for the first time, all frocked up, right? All dressed up with the makeup, with the dress, and they say, Jesus, you look like a million bucks. You look amazing. You look extremely good. And then when you get to the formal, everyone might say, far out, you look like a million bucks. And you might say, well, I look like a million bucks and I feel like a million bucks as well. So there's the expression, guys, to look like a million bucks and to feel like a million bucks. Remember, it just means to look or feel extremely good, to look or feel extremely attractive, usually because you have, say, lost weight, you've gone through a transformation, and your body looks amazing and feels amazing, or maybe you're wearing a lot of makeup and some new clothing, and you look and feel amazing as a result. So let's go through and listen to those examples from the start of the episode and see if now you can understand how and when this expression is being used, okay?
You look great. You look like a million bucks. You don't look tired, and I would have thought you did because you went on a vacation with your family.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And you have a couple of older kids. You got a 10-month-old.
I do. Yes.
And you took your 10-month-old to the Bahamas. How was your first trip with the 10-month-old?
You know what? It was great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is. Voila.
How's it look?
There it is. Now you look like a million bucks.
I'm probably worth a million bucks right about now.
This is amazing.
You ever hear someone say you look like a million bucks? Well, you do. But you also look like a million particles. Let me explain. You and I are both made of matter.
Good work. Now, as usual, let's go through a little listen and repeat exercise, guys, where you should listen and repeat after me, follow my intonation, my pronunciation, my rhythm of these phrases, and try and level up your pronunciation. Remember that you don't have to say things exactly the same as me if you are trying to perfect American English or British English or South African English, New Zealand English, whatever it is. Just say the words after me. But if you're going for Aussie English, really pay attention to my pronunciation. Okay? Let's go. Two. To look. To look like. To look like a. To look like a million. To look like a million bucks. 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 I wanna look like a million bucks. You wanna look like a million bucks. He wants to look like a million bucks. She wants to look like a million bucks. We want to look like a million bucks. They want to look like a million bucks. It wants to look like a million bucks. Good work, guys. Now, there's a few interesting things there going on connected speech-wise. You might notice that to becomes t, right? It gets reduced, and we use that schwa vowel sound, to, t, t. You might notice also that with the first word in that phrase, to look, the K can be muted or it can be released. So you could say to look like, where you kind of say that K sound, to look like, but you could also mute it, to look like, to look like. And then the last little thing I want to leave you here with is the fact that million, it can be said as million, where we're saying a light L, million, but it can also be a dark L, where you might say million. Million, million, million. So I'll say that when I'm speaking really quickly. Million bucks, a million bucks. Whoa, a million bucks. So there you go. There's a little bit of pronunciation for you. But remember, keep an eye out for my pronunciation course, which will be out in a month or so, and you'll be able to level up your pronunciation if you are trying to sound like an Australian English speaker. So before we finish, guys, I thought, how can I talk about an Aussie fact related to look like a million bucks. So I'm thinking a millionaire, right? Someone who has at least $1 million, usually many millions of dollars, makes a millionaire. And I thought, who was Australian's first millionaire? And how did he become a millionaire? So I looked into it and I found the answer. And his name was James Tyson. All right, so let's get into it. Australia's first self-made millionaire was a man by the name of James Tyson. He was born somewhere around the year 1820 in Camden, New South Wales, making him a first-generation Australian currency lad, someone who was born in Australia, one of the first people to be born in Australia after the migrants came from Great Britain, as opposed to one of the sterling English-born colonists, and in contrast with the native-born Australians, the Indigenous people, right? His mother was named Isabel Tyson, and she was a convict who'd been sentenced to transportation for theft, and his father, William, as well as his eldest brother, who was also called William, came out with his mother as a result. Governor Lachlan Macquarie gave the Tysons a land grant in the Narellan area, though they later moved their family to East Bargo. As James reached working age, he began to work for his neighbours, including John Buckland and the renowned explorer Major Thomas Mitchell. Buckland contracted James to take cattle from the northeast border area of the colony of Victoria. Later on, he ended up acquiring squatting licenses with his brothers in western New South Wales. Eventually, they settled on a piece of land between the Lachlan and Murrumbidgee rivers. The massive Tyson fortune was eventually founded during the gold rush. James had turned his business interest to butchering and established himself on the Bendigo goldfields. And his fortune rapidly grew as a result of his buying smarts, knowledge of cattle and stock routes, pastoral lending, and the clever selection of enormous leaseholds to provide a chain of supply that stretched from northern Queensland to Gippsland in Victoria, and which fed Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. In fact, his fortune grew to such an extent that at one point he offered the Queensland government a £500,000 loan to cover the costs of constructing a proposed transcontinental railway. When economic depression struck in the 1890s, he took up £250,000 of treasury bills in order to assist the government. Despite being somewhat slow of speech, James was astute and perceptive. He'd habitually dress as a tradesman or boundary rider, and when visiting his numerous properties, he chose to do so anonymously, preferring to mingle with the swag men and sundowners over enjoying the creature comforts of the manager's housestead. He travelled all over Australia, but eventually made his home base at Felton Station on the Darling Downs. He died in the year 1898 on the 4th of December, after he'd been sick for 2 weeks and he had refused to see a doctor. At the time of his death, James Tyson's estate was the largest in Australia. However, he died unmarried and childless, thus with no heirs to pass on his massive fortune to. And as a result, his estate was sold off, releasing about £2.36 million, which was divided up to his closest relatives. So there you go, guys. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you next time. Catch ya. G'day, mate. Thanks for listening to the Aussie English Podcast. If you'd like to boost your English whilst also supporting the podcast and allowing me to continue to bring you awesome content, please consider joining the Aussie English Academy at www.aussieenglish.com.au. You'll get unlimited access to the premium podcast as well as all of my advanced English courses, and you'll also be able to join 3 weekly speaking calls with a real English teacher. Thanks so much, mate, and I'll see you soon. The clips used in this episode are from the YouTube channels Crash Course Kids, The Gem Room, and Late Night with Seth Meyers. If you want to check them out, they'll be in the transcript and the show notes.